Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison on Devil Radio. Walker Shaw on the Shaw. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to make an announcement about a great thing that happened here in Milwaukee. And this is a guy I know very well named Nick Kovac, K-O-V-A-C. Nick's a friend of mine. He's also the alderman for my district. And you may say, Matt, what are you doing? You're laying on some aldermanic word from Milwaukee statewide, actually nationwide. This goes to a lot of places besides Wisconsin. And the answer is yes. I want to tell you some good news in Milwaukee. Nick Kovac has just been appointed the budget director for Milwaukee. Now, there's a misconception among a lot of people in the state that somehow think that Milwaukee is just a receiver of state money, that Milwaukee has to budget different and better. And the truth is that Milwaukee sends about $400 million in tax money a year, Milwaukee County, to Madison, and it gets back. Milwaukee is the financial engine of the state. The tax dollars that the state sends disproportionately come from Milwaukee, and we're glad to do it. And because we have most of the big businesses in the state here in Milwaukee, this is where the Bucks and the Brewers play. This is where you have the Milwaukee Repertory Theater, the Florentine Opera, the Milwaukee Symphony, the Milwaukee Ballet, the Skylight Opera Theater, some of the greatest arts groups in the state, greatest restaurants in the state. We're happy to do it, to be the financial and cultural engine of the state. What's happened is, under the Republicans, they have shortchanged Milwaukee, as they have a lot of other areas in the state, and they haven't given any inflationary increases since Walker became governor. Well, when did he become governor? I'll tell you what, he became governor 12 years ago. You know the value of money, how it erodes? Well, people still get raises. You still have to repair streets, repair buildings, maintain them. The supplies and the services go up in price. So when Milwaukee fights economically and has to make tough adjustments on services, and just like any other community, they get pinched and squeezed. The good news is that Nick Kovac has just been appointed budget director of Milwaukee by Mayor Cavalier Johnson, the new mayor. It's a tremendous appointment. Nick Kovac is an unusual guy. He's been an alderman for, I think, 12 years, a little longer. He has a degree in mathematics from Harvard. There are not many aldermen in this state. Ask people in your community who have an undergraduate degree in mathematics. This guy is very smart, but he's very kind, very hardworking, responsible, very open and transparent, but nobody's gonna slip anything by this guy. He's very, very honest. And he will be part of the team that negotiates with the state, shows the financial needs of Milwaukee, and it's not going to get a warm reception among the Republicans. But that said, there is nobody on the Republican side who's going to understand this better than Nick Kovac. So I want to give a shout out. Put your hands together for Nick Kovac. Very, very great appointment. One of the first appointments by Mayor Cavalier Johnson. And I think it's a good new day dawning in Milwaukee as a result. Well, let's get back to Ukraine. I'm very, very concerned about those 1,000 brave fighters holed up in the steel factory in Mariupol. They're not street fighting in Mariupol. These Ukrainian forces are magnificent, but they do not have food, they do not have water, and they're running out of ammunition. Why have they not been resupplied? Why have they not been resupplied? There is some indication that the West, very belatedly, is starting to bring heavier artillery, heavier weapons, offensive weapons, and in fact, in some cases, airplanes to Ukraine. It better not be too little too late. This should have been done 2 months ago. that should have been done early in January, Putin would realize what he had. Now, what he's up against now, he's in it. And I look on this as an opportunity. The Russian cockroaches, the Chechenian cockroaches, the Syrian cockroaches who have been brought in to torture civilians are now clustered in one spot. They have something like 25 warships off the coast. The Russian Navy is a joke. And this is the flower of their fleet, such as it is, their sad, pathetic fleet. And these forces are being poured in. They're pouring in their army, their Wehrmacht, compared to a Nazi army. They're together, they can be bombed. They can be bombed. Why is the West not giving rockets, artillery rockets, multi-launch missile systems to Ukraine to just launch so that the Ruskies, as they creep like cockroaches along the land, suddenly, why aren't they just decimated? Why isn't the West giving the precise location coordinates of the general, the sadist called the Butcher of Aleppo, who's now the Butcher of Mariupol, who's directing this? They know where he is all the time. They know where Putin is all the time, all the time. There are coordinates for where Putin is all the time. There are coordinates for where Putin's thyroid cancer doctor, yes, he does, he has thyroid cancer. He's been under treatment for 3 years, is. They have the coordinates for every general in the Russian army who's in the Ukraine area. These should be provided to Ukraine. And drones should be provided, and I mean long-range drones, the big boys, the really serious stuff, so that someday the Butcher of Mariupol, the Butcher of Aleppo, is sitting down for breakfast, and he says, my, that's a loud sound, and those are the last words he hears, like Soleimani of Iran. It's the same thing, it's a butcher. The butcher should be killed. You demoralize the enemy by killing off the general officers. You know, you may wonder if you take a look at an Army uniform or Marine uniform, say during Vietnam, or even now, you don't see bright silver bars on a captain or a lieutenant. What you do is you see stripes sewn into the uniform that can't really be seen other than by somebody who's close to them. And why is that? Because snipers in the old days would look for a glint of silver or gold and they'd shoot at it. You always go after the officers. And that is what they should be doing with the Butcher of Aleppo. The CIA released, well, they didn't release, somehow somebody in the media got hold of it. But the estimate of our intelligence services is that the Kremlin has lost 25% of its forces that they sent into combat. 25%. That's huge. Now, casualties, just so you know, is a mixed figure of people who are killed and people who are wounded so badly that they can't fight anymore. And it's about 3-1. So the Ruskies have sent in something like 80 or 100,000, actually more than that now, and they've just flooded some more into eastern Ukraine. But it's estimated they've lost 15 or 20,000 killed and probably another 40 to 60,000 that are wounded. That's got to keep up. They have got to be stopped. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.